great salt lake in the arid heart of Australia. Few places on the surface of the earth appear so stark and lifeless. There's barely a hint of moisture, only the harsh, dry desert winds. Yet here, in a few days' time, billions of tiny shrimp will swim, and 70,000 water birds will come to breed. And all because of a storm called Bobby. The banded stilt is one of Australia's commonest wading birds and one of its most mysterious. They were first described for European science back in the 1820s. Yet for over a century, no ornithologist had ever seen them mate or nest or breed. Only in the 1930s was it realised that the answer to the mystery lay here, in the salt lakes far inland. More especially, it lay buried in the salt itself, in billions of tiny eggs, not dead, but dormant, waiting year after year, sometimes for a decade, for rain. This is the story of what happened when at last the rain came.
Cyclone situated in the Timor Sea is expected to move down the coast of Western Australia within the next 48 hours.
For 24 hours, Cyclone Bobby threatened Western Australia's northwest coast, causing ships to take shelter from the sea.
The force of Cyclone Bobby was felt when it changed direction and moved inland, where it hit the town of Onslow. With winds up to 200 kilometres per hour, it battered the town for 12 hours.
100 millimetres of rain was dumped on Onslow overnight, causing mass flooding
and
damage.
Power has been cut in many areas and emergency services have been placed under immense pressure, helping flood victims to find temporary accommodation. Food and medical supplies have been distributed to many residents.
Roads were cut between east and west as Cyclone Bobby turned into a rain depression.
Far away from human settlements, across the normally arid inland, Cyclone Bobby dumps 400 millimetres of rain in a mere 4 days. Enormous quantities of water flow across the flat red earth towards the lowest point in the region, three great salt lakes, 500 kilometres from the nearest seashore, Lakes Barley, Ballard and Marmion. Enough rain has fallen directly on the lake beds to cover them in many centimetres of water. In the next few days, the lakes will get steadily deeper, and from the dead salt will come life in abundance. With the days, billions of tiny crustacea are struggling free from their long dormant eggs in the salt crust. In the sunlit water, algae and bacteria are already multiplying to feed the brine shrimps. Soon the lakes will be a living soup. It's a minor miracle of nature. But hundreds of kilometres away, a still more extraordinary event has already begun. From estuaries and tidal shallows, the banded stilts are leaving. In flocks of thousands, they wheel and head inland. So how have the birds learned that deep in the outback, the salt lakes are filling, the brine shrimp are hatching? Nobody knows. Yet there's no hesitation. Only two or three times in their lives will the banded stilts get a chance to breed. Of the three enormous island-studded lakes which have suddenly appeared, the majority of banded stilts choose only one, Lake Ballard. The very day that the rains stop falling, the first birds begin to arrive. And for weeks, they keep on coming. Some have flown from as far away as Port Hedland, 1,000 kilometres to the north. Why do they prefer this lake to the others? Why, of all the islands in Lake Ballard, do they choose to crowd together on just two? There are a host of questions without answers. Because this is the first time ever that a banded stilt breeding event has been studied and filmed from start to finish.